Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a sunny day across Israel, with clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Temperatures are warm, making it a pleasant day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, just before an explosion in negotiations, the U.S. plans to strike Iran at a sensitive point. This news comes from Mariv just 35 minutes ago. Also, in the depths of Tel Aviv's bus station, a fragile refuge has been found for those with nowhere else to go during war. This story comes to us from Forward, reported 3 hours ago. Also this hour, the IDF has uncovered a Hezbollah tunnel beneath a clothing store near Metula. This comes as Israel awaits a green light from the U.S. to strike Iran. Ynet reported this 13 hours ago. Separately, a report by CNN reveals that the U.S. is formulating strike plans if a ceasefire with Iran collapses. This was reported earlier by N12. And finally, the IDF is attempting to prevent civilians from returning to southern Lebanon. This is amid accusations of ceasefire violations with Hezbollah, reported by the Jerusalem Post 10 hours ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. Mark Dubowitz, a policy analyst, posted 2 hours ago that the U.S. is applying overwhelming force with restraint towards civilian infrastructure, indicating a shift in strategy. From X, the latest. Dropsite News reported 2 hours ago that Israeli Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich claims West Bank settlement expansion has full backing from the Trump administration. Finally, Ynet News shared 2 hours ago that Israel has delivered the Bayraktar MX air defense system to Slovakia under a €560 million deal. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the U.S. plans to strike Iran. Mariv reports that the ceasefire with Iran has been extended, yet the U.S. is focusing on attack plans targeting different areas than during the previous conflict. This development underscores the unpredictable nature of ongoing negotiations. Turning to Tel Aviv's bus station, Forward highlights the underground bomb shelter serving as a refuge. Amidst the war, it provides a critical safe space for those left without shelter during dangerous times. Meanwhile, as Ynet reports, the discovery of a Hezbollah tunnel near Metula highlights ongoing security threats. Israel is waiting for U.S. approval to potentially strike Iran, adding tension to the region. In earlier reporting by CNN, the U.S. is preparing military plans in case the ceasefire with Iran fails. These plans focus on targeting Tehran's military capabilities, raising concerns about a potential escalation. Finally, the Jerusalem Post reports on the IDF's attempts to block Lebanese civilians' return to southern Lebanon. This move reflects the fragile ceasefire situation and its impact on civilian life in the border areas. Turning to business and markets. First, from Ynet Business, Israel has delivered the Bayraktar MX air defense system to Slovakia in a significant €560 million deal. This highlights Israel's growing defense exports. Separately, Mariv Business reports that despite the war, Israeli high-tech hasn't fallen. However, there are looming threats, and the state has yet to implement supportive measures for exporters. And finally, Walla Business reveals how workers experiencing loss are changing professions 3 times more often. This points to significant impacts on job stability and performance in the Israeli workplace. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 10:00 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.